This is Bill Bagshaw at KSDE. Got a board meeting today. We've been running around and meeting with some other people on the phone, so it's right at 10 or just a minute after 10. So if you want to let me know who's out there one at a time, you can tell me by your USD.
Bill, it's Sue Jenkins at Southwest Plains.
Hi, Sue.
Nathan West, USD 461.
Thank
Joel
you.
Heffin, USD 335.
Thanks.
Janine Murphy, USD 449.
Thank you.
Roberta
Chris
Carter, 505.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Robert.
Anyone else has not reported yet? So during the call this morning, if you want to mute your phone, you can hit *6, and to unmute would be #6. Sometimes that helps with the feedback. So we'll go ahead and get started here this morning. Doesn't seem like a big group. People will probably be chiming in. I can hear a few beeps here and there. So we'll get going. First of all, as I typically say and start off in these conversations, is this is about what's helpful for you. So obviously your questions, question and answer session, those kind of things, please don't hesitate to jump in and ask questions, because I know that there's specific types of information that you want, and others will probably want that as well. So please don't hesitate to do that. So I guess one way we can start off, is there anybody have a big thought or a question, something pending out there you want to start off the conversation with this morning? Given none, I'll just do a quick recap. We've been meeting with the leadership here with Randy Watson and Brad and Michelle Miller, and we feel like we're in good shape and all ready to go with those few systems who are year five who are submitting their application here in the next few weeks for accreditation and working with those year fours. Some of the developments, the completion of the initial KISA report through authenticated web applications, the release of the totality of that will be on March 29th. So if you've had visits prior to that, that's fine. If you're having them after that, that'll be good too. So what you'll see in there is it'll be a before and after snapshot, the initial report, that same information to see where you are at the end of the process. And then additionally in there will be the annual summary reports. That's the report that will be the written report that the chair does following the visitation team meeting in the spring of each year. And additionally, there will be 1/5 of the workbook each year, where the dialogue that takes place and the information that you want to put in the workbook, that again is the responsibility of the chair, will go in there. So all of your work will be between you as a system and your chair and your OVT, and then the reports and the information that they'll need to provide will be part of that report. The report will be visible at all times for everyone who has access to that report in your authenticated application. The chair will be granted permission to complete the annual report and the workbook sections. And as those are completed, they're instantly viewable for you as a system to be able to see that. And so we would expect, for example, at the end of year one, you have your visit, everything that takes place, sharing all of your information, working through all that, and then the chair will see that that annual report and that the workbook information is completed, and that'll be viewable by everyone. Then I would expect that the leadership at the system would look at those, that information, those reports, And if there's any question about either its accuracy or the quantity or quality of it, that the system leader and the chair would have a conversation and you would correct it. So there's no harm, no foul. We just want to get it right. That's why it's transparent, and that's how the process will work. Questions so far about how that might work?
Did you say the due date was March 29th?
No, that's March 29th is when we will make that application available so that when you sign into authenticated web applications, that's when the whole thing will be there.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. So the expectation of you so far is to have completed or complete by the end of your visit this spring that initial OVT report. And what's going to be added to that is sort of the final, which you don't have to have that completed until the end of your cycle or complete it throughout portions of your cycle as you have that information, with the exception that the chair will be filling out those two parts each year, an annual summary and that workbook section that is also in that report. And what we're trying to get at here is to have all of your data, all of your information, and the documentation of what transpired at your visitation team meeting all in one place electronically. And we'll keep that archived every year that'll be there. So if there are changes in leadership in the district, if there are changes with the chair, if anything is different throughout that five-year process, which assuredly there will be in many districts, everything is still right there and you're good to go. You don't have to worry about where that went. The portions of that, too, there will be portions that the system fills out, and part of that would be the graduation data and the post-secondary data, and we will populate that for you here at KSDE, and that will all be part of the information that we'll share with you at the end of the month when we release that report. As you know, a director here at Teacher Licensure Accreditation is Michelle Miller, and she's been working dual roles, finishing up her current position in Vermillion as superintendent here. And she happens to be here today and is in the room. So if you have any questions for Michelle or she has some comments too, you'll hear from her.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
So one of the things, was there a question? I'm sorry. One of the things that I've noticed with these calls as we've been doing them for a number of weeks is the number of people on the call seems to be the fewer and fewer people, which I will take that as a good thing, that you have information that you need and you feel like things are going well and these conversations are for you to ask questions or see what other people are doing. So, you know, we don't certainly need to take any more of your time than you would require of us. That's really an intentional pause, looking for a question or a comment. I think one thing that would be appropriate to tell you today or remind you is that we're always having a conversation here with our leadership about this whole process over 5 years. And there is certainly weight given to both the process and the results of this. And so sometimes when a superintendent or a district leader is calling, talking about their process and they're talking about data, we're collecting lots of data. And so not only will we collect the data in the initial report that you provide, that's all about the board objectives, the state board objectives. Of course, I'm referring to social emotional factors or character development, kindergarten readiness, individual plan of study, graduation, post-secondary, and civic engagement. In addition to that, in your report that will be populated, the ARC, the Accreditation Review Council, We'll also have all of your demographic data, your dropout and attendance rate, your state assessment data, and we'll be collecting and have all of that. Now, what I don't want anybody to hear is that there's something new or it's about state assessments or anything else in particular. It's really about all of it. And so if we're going to look at the body of your work over a five-year period, we want to look at your process, your goals, and your objectives as a system, and we respect those independently as you're all individual districts, and then also looking at some of that more quantitative data. But there's no reason to be alarmed with that. We just want to be able to look at that over time and be able to modify our guidance based on what we're seeing in those annual summary reports in that workbook and the data that you already submit to us or we have at KSDE that is known as your building report card. So I want to be very clear that it's a very comprehensive picture, but we do want to give quality weighting to both process and data. Everybody's good with that so far. So one of the things that the ARC has been working on is this conversation about areas for improvement. The way we would see this working out is each year here at KSDE, we'll be going through the electronic submissions, the information that you submit, the annual summaries, and the workbook data that goes in there. And we'll be looking at those even a year, two, or three ahead of time from your accreditation year to monitor your progress and see that things are moving along as we would hope they would and as you would hope they would. At the end, all of this will ultimately be about what information, documentation, data is submitted to the Accreditation Review Council so they can ultimately make a recommendation that will go to the state board. The only place that you will find them being ultimately critical with you would be in the areas that you selected as goals, and are you making the kind of progress and are you working the strategies that are in your plan that you originally came up with, and are you doing that? So the focus of their work is really going to be on those two main goal areas. So there's not some piece of data out there that's, you know, out on the peripheral that was your dropout rate or your test scores for your third grade reading. That's not the way it works. There's not an I gotcha that way. So when they respond to you after you eventually submit your request for an accreditation status, if they think something is a little short of standard, then you'll be notified that this is a particular area for improvement, and there'll be a recommended time frame and plan for making sure that you get that in order so that ultimately you get the accreditation status that you want, which would be accredited, of course. But we're not assuming that everybody of the 350 systems that we have are going to get there the first time through. Now, we don't think there'll be many people that won't, but at the same time, as you're all keenly aware, with the State Board vision of leading in the success of every student, the graduation definition, and then the State Board outcomes, there are expectations that systems are making efforts to contribute in the success of that Canvas-Can vision. So my monotone voice is either putting you all to sleep or you know this already.
And you have nothing further.
You have nothing further.
That being said, if there is nothing further, are there any other questions or comments to be made today?
So what I think you can expect from us in the next couple of weeks is some more information pertaining to our annual update, which is the authenticated application report that I told you about, how those of you who are serving as a chair, some of you are, I know we're talking about systems today, how Chair OVT and the ARC will have access to that and how that will look, and we'll give you some training and guidance. So we'll be pushing more information out of our office about that in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully most of you are getting ready for spring break and you have some plans and you can recharge your batteries, and maybe a few of you just won a state championship in basketball and you're looking forward to track season. So I think Michelle and I are good here unless you have a question. I think we're prepared to let you go this morning, and like I said, we will certainly be in touch. All right. With that, we're going to sign off. Take care.